The AccuWeather forecast, cloudy with occasional rain mainly this morning at a high of about 62. An ordinance change that would allow residents of Mount Pleasant to park campers, trailers, and boats in their front yards between May and November, going back to the Plan Commission after board members said that they had some concerns. The proposed changes endorsed by the Village Plan Commission, but the Village Board last night, well, there was some discussion about it. Trustee Gary Fee, seeing both sides of the issue, he said, but also a couple of problems.
I tend to want to lean towards not doing it for the potential for open abuse. And how do you regulate, you know, a partially disassembled camper sitting in the front yard? How do you regulate that? So if not else, if I was going to be in favor of anything, I would rather see a one-year trial on this to see what it does to the village and kind of complaints it generates.
Meanwhile, Trustee Ann Marie Clausen said she originally thought it was a good idea. Changed her mind, though, after checking out some other areas of the village. It's going back to the Plan Commission for more discussion. Governor Walker spending a whole lot of time outside Wisconsin this summer.
Walker's office released his June and July calendars late last week. Walker announced his campaign for president on July 13th and spent one day on official business in the state for the remainder of that month. The majority of Walker's time in August and September was also spent on the road in places like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, all key states in the presidential nomination process. Walker suspended his campaign with an announcement in Madison on September 21st after just 70 days. Pat Curtis, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission's approved conceptual plans and certified survey maps for a 13,000-square-foot multi-tenant retail restaurant building, which will accommodate up to five tenants south of Highway 50, west of 91st Avenue in the Prairie Ridge commercial area. The single multi-tenant retail building will be going up on a two-acre lot north of the existing Costco. Two of the potential five-tenant spaces will be built to accommodate restaurants with outdoor seating for Corner Bakery and Mod Pizza. A more detailed plan and operational plan going to be reviewed by staff, considered by the commission down the road. Construction to begin next spring, completion in the fall of next year. And a new federal report has Medicare been paying for some mysterious ambulance rides. Michael Descano with the story.
An audit from the Inspector General's office at the Department of Health and Human Services finds that Medicare paid $30 million in 2012 for ambulance rides for which no record exists that patients ever got medical care, not at their destination, the place where they were picked up, or anywhere else. Another red flag, some urban ambulance services got paid for an average distance of more than 100 miles per ride in the city. Philadelphia, Los Angeles, New York, and Houston accounted for about half of all questionable rides and payments. Medicare says it has taken corrective action since the IG privately shared those audit findings last year. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Racine County Judge John Jude has sentenced 51-year-old Charles Hines to 2 years of probation on plea agreement drug convictions related to a Metro Unit operation which included the Town of Burlington Man's Tattoo and Body Piercing Shop. Three felony charges dropped in the deal. It calls for Hines to stay out of any further legal trouble during those 2 years. Kenosha Police investigating the reported robbery of the Family Video store at 2831 75th Street last night. Happened about a quarter after nine. Nobody hurt. It's unknown what, if anything, was taken. Several government watchdog groups here in Wisconsin calling on Governor Walker to fill a vacant seat on the state Supreme Court with someone who is not already running for that position. The story from Andrew Beckett.
The governor is currently seeking applicants for the vacancy created by the death of Justice Patrick Crooks. If they apply, Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin is among those urging him not to pick one of the candidates already planning to run for the seat next spring.
The election will begin immediately, and the nastiness and the polarization and the very expensive ads that will be running on TV and elsewhere, I think would begin almost immediately.
Heck says the governor would be better off appointing someone who would take a similar approach to Crooks by being a moderate voice on the court.
He would have been that type of a justice who would have brought a level of calmness to the court and the deliberations of the court.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And for the 22nd consecutive year, Bill Gates topping Forbes' list of the 400 wealthiest Americans, the co-founder of Microsoft, worth $76 billion. Snapchat founder Evan Spiegel, the youngest on the list at 25 years old. And just seven self-made female billionaires made the cut, Oprah Winfrey leading the way. Residents of Mount Pleasant are going to be getting garbage and recycling carts next year based on a vote of the Village Board last night, 6-1, for a 10-year contract with Advanced Disposal, which will include the distribution of 65-gallon carts. Trustee Gary Feast, the only no vote, said he felt he needed some more cost figures, firm cost figures, before he could approve any kind of contract.
The idea that we would select a vendor and allow our administrator to enter into a contract when there are so many dangling participles out there, especially with the condominium units, I would be more in favor of directing the administrator to have a discussion to iron out most of these issues, to come up with firm costs, because in my opinion, the differential between what we're paying now and what we would potentially be paying with all the added condominiums is over $200,000, $250,000 differential.
Trustee Dave DeGroote said he's not a big fan of the carts.
I got a feeling that these are going to end up in front of garages, alongside garages, in front yards, and who knows elsewhere. But having said that, it is kind of nice on garbage day to see, you know, even though I think they're kind of ugly, to see at least some consistency in the ugliness as you sight down the street.
Village President Jerry Garski indicated that the contract with all the final numbers would come back to the board for approval. The State Patrol awards top honors to that fallen state trooper Trevor Casper, who died in the line of duty. Andrew Beckett with the story.
Casper was awarded a posthumous Medal of Valor and Purple Heart, the State Patrol's two highest honors. He was killed this past March while trying to apprehend a bank robbery suspect in Fond du Lac County.
In an ensuing exchange of gunfire, Trooper Casper was shot multiple times.
Casper's family was on hand to accept the awards during a ceremony Monday in Middleton. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A crash yesterday between a car and a Bell Urban System bus at 6th and Marquette Streets required the extrication of the woman driving the smaller vehicle, who was taken to the hospital later on with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. Initial reports suggested that the car was heading west and went through a red light, then struck the northbound bus, which had no passengers on board. The accident scene did require some traffic detours. Over the past 3 weeks, more than 24 burglary reports on the north side of Racine resulted in the police department sending out a message this week to residents, reminding them about locking their doors and windows to their homes and vehicles, the latter even if they're parked in driveways or backyards. The affected area running from Lake Michigan west to the Union Pacific tracks and then State Street north to 3 Mile Road. Lieutenant Al Day is also asking anybody in the affected area with home surveillance systems to maybe get that video out and get in contact with them so they can maybe try to solve these crimes. A gathering point for many years on the far west side of Racine Skate Town is closed and apparently for good. The online listing for the site on Sycamore Avenue by the Bird Avenue apartment says closed in bold red type. Just 3 days ago, the Skate Town Facebook page talked about free admission with an online mention. There's also a handwritten sign posted on the door to the building, but there's been no answer to the phone number or any responses back on voicemail. Titletown Brewing up in Green Bay getting national recognition at this year's Great American Beer Festival in Boulder, Colorado. Company named Large Brew Pub of the Year, one of 7 awards based on size for the nation's breweries and brew pubs. Titletown also with a couple of silver medals, one for its SSA brand in the smoky beer category, and also for its Irish-style red ale, Johnny Blood Red. The craft beer industry's trade group, Brew Association, hosts that competition every year. Caledonia Plan Commission meets this evening as a public hearing scheduled, then will consider action on a conditional use request for a dog daycare facility at 13505 7 Mile Road, the maximum 15 dogs and no overnight boarding. Also a request on the agenda from Sisters of St. Dominican to amend the conditional use requirements for phases 1 and 2 of the Sienna on the Lake project. Racine Kenosha Unified, going to be one of the stops next month for members of a new state legislative task force on urban education. That'll include a look-see at one school in each district and also a hearing at one site, which is yet to be determined. Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas telling members of the Board of Education last night the district will have a chance to explain 3 critical issues related to urban education and how they affect operations.
We will have an opportunity to share with these legislators the good work we're doing, and we will have an opportunity to offer recommendations for what legislative actions and support they can lead to contribute to even more opportunities for success in large urban districts and the students like we have in Racine and all other urban districts in Wisconsin.
The October 13th hearing by the Task Force on Urban Education going to start around 2 in the afternoon. The panel to pick that site, Case High School, UW Parkside, have both been suggested. The 2014 Wisconsin Domestic Violence Homicide Report is out, and says 43 people lost their lives to domestic violence last year.
According to the report compiled by the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, the deaths were reported in 19 counties, and the victims ranged in age from 11 months to 78 years old. 10 deaths were recorded in Milwaukee County, one in Racine County, and two in Kenosha County, those deaths involving both the youngest and the oldest victims. The majority of victims of domestic violence homicide involved intimate partners who were killed after the relationship ended or when one person was taking steps to leave the relationship. Six of the deaths involved the perpetrators who committed suicide, and one was a perpetrator who was killed by law enforcement. Guns were used in 59% of domestic violence homicides. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Our AccuWeather weather forecast this afternoon, a little decrease in clouds, but a high only in the low 60s. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.